Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Samaches, 468. If you are keeping track, this is the 33rd mitzvah out of 55 in Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh has many mitzvahs, 55 mitzvahs. We are more than halfway done, 33 out of 55. Today's Isser is in the same pasuk from yesterday's Isser, and that is, again, in the beginning of Perek Yudalad in Sefer Dvarim. Banim atem l'Hashem alokeichem. You are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Los esgodedu v'los asimu karcha b'neinecha l'meiz. Do not be misgodeid. We spoke about that yesterday. That means self mutilation, harming oneself, or the second level of interpretation. We said agudos, agudos, breaking up into groups. Velos asimu karcha b'neinecha l'meiz. Today's Isser is not to mark or score a bald spot between my eyes, lemeis, because I am in pain and depressed about a mace. Rashi quotes, Bein einichem eitzel hapatachas, the forehead. We'll get back to that lashon. Bez Hashem. Ubamakam acher omer, earlier in Emor it also says, like we had yesterday, another sister, Isser, lo yikuchu karchabro sham, la asos kalarosh kibein ha'inayim. Even though it says bein einichem in our pasuk, between the eyes, it really means anywhere, any type of making oneself bald, in order to, as a sign of mourning, because someone is in such pain, that is included in this Isser. Again, similar to what we said yesterday in the Ramban that we spoke of, and that is there has to be certain limits, even though this mourning is not only natural, but it's a mitzvah, but there are some limits on the mourning. Good, let's continue again. Says the Sefer Chinuch in Taf Samaches, Shelo likroach se'ar harosh al hamesim. It's an iser to make bald, to pull out hair of the rosh alamesim, kamosha yasu chasre das, like those who are lacking da'as du. V'alzeh ne'amar, v'losasimu karcha b'neich alames, and one shouldn't do, pull out the hairs, or do something. We'll see what is considered, what act is considered to make one's bald. V'nech b'lav zeh b'konim, and says in the beginning of Emor, the same lav, lo yikuchu karcha b'rosham, v'lamanu misham, and the Sefer HaChinuch says, based on earlier sources here, you learn from the fact that you have one pasuk in Emor and one in Re'e, they have to be read together, one in line of the other. Each one is megale, something that the other one didn't mention. V'lamanu misham, l'chayev al kol harosh kamo b'meinu einayim, from Parshas Emor, where it's not limited to between the eyes, so we know that it applies to anywhere, not just between the eyes. If somebody pulls out hair over their ears, right, that is included in the Isser. Kamosha Baba Mesachlas Makas. Umen Akasav Azeh, and from our Pasik, we learn out a limit. Shebut Lamdu Gamkein. She'en Achia Bakarcha El'im HaKoreach Almeis Davka. Only Almeis. Like we said in yesterday's mitzvah. If somebody makes a wound on themselves because they lost a lot of money, that's not included in the Isser Daraisa. Same thing here. If somebody pulls out their hair or makes themselves bald in any other way because of some other tragedy, other than Misa, so then that is not included in the Isser. The Nimsa, so what comes out, says the Chinuch, Im Shnei Aksuvin Tashlum HaMitzvah Biura. Only looking at both Psukim do we have the complete story of the mitzvah. Bein B'Yisrael, Bein B'Kohanim, which applies to Yisraelim and to Kohanim. Shahakol Mischayven Al Kol HaRosh Kebein O'inayim. Both are chayiv on the whole rosh and not just bein o'inayim. You can't look at this pasuk in by itself. The ein l'chol l'shalva makam hazeh. Don't ask me v'chol kayotzi b'zeh. This happens many times in the Torah. Why is it aniyim b'makam echad v'yashir b'makam acher? Why does the Torah do this? Why over here? Why does it? It's talking about one iser. Just say the whole iser. Say all the details. What do you have to have? One in emor and one in re'eh. V'lam lo babir akasav kula b'makam echad. So how do you understand this? Says the chinuch. Look what I already wrote. Back in the introduction, im ha'agdama shekasati lecha brosh sefer zeh shel eilat dvarim. Look what I wrote back in the introduction, the beginning of dvarim. Halohi taniach da'itacha binyanim eila bebekovas rabin. This will calm your da'as. So, if we don't remember, we got to look back. What did he write? He had one paragraph in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim where he writes what the purpose is of Sefer Dvarim, which many of the Rishonim deal with, the Ramban and the Radvaz and others. Says the chinuch, what is the purpose? Says the chinuch, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them everything yet. He already heard everything, but he didn't tell them everything yet, says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'od Yosef b'Sefer Hazeh, k'sas mitzvot shelo nizkru klal. There are some mitzvahs that have never been mentioned before, or some mitzvahs that have been mentioned, but they're missing certain details. Yibo, Moti Shemra, Gerish, and Edim Zomimin. The Ein Safek, and there's no doubt, Ki Kula Namru Lamoshe B'Sinai, Oba Omoid B'Shana Rishona. All these mitzvahs were given earlier. That's the chinuch. This is a machlokas. But that's the chinuch. Ki Barvas Moav Lonas Chadish Lo, Ela Divrei Abris. In Arvas Moav, in year 40, the only thing that was renewed was the covenant, but not the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs were given earlier. V'yalkein, that's why it never says in Dvarim, V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Because Hashem already spoke to Moshe everything he was supposed to tell him. Or it's Tzavis B'nei Yisrael. O Daber al B'nei Yisrael V'yamar Toliham. It never says that. He's quoting here from the Ramban. The Sefer HaKhanel is quoting the Ramban. And therefore you see that there are some mitzvahs here that were already said earlier, or not said earlier, but it was all given earlier. Ends off the chinuch, what's important for us now, v'shorish inyin zeh lefi adomeh, what's the reason behind this? Ki atora tichlo kol achochmos milvad pshat inyoneha hamsukim, v'yesodos mitzvoseh achazakim. The Torah is not a law book. It has all the wisdoms in it. V'efshar ki mibnei kein sorach lios parshi yosev osi yosev b'makam shehem. We don't understand everything. We have to be very humble and meek and realize that certain chachmas are beyond us. And we try to scratch the surface of the chachmas HaTorah, but there's so much beyond. V'yakom mechuvan me'is Adon HaChachma Baruch Hu. Hashem knows exactly why. Meaning there's so much, so many more interpretations, so many other laws that are learned out. And we don't understand exactly why everything is written together, but maybe it's based on a hekesh, maybe it's for a kal v'chomer, maybe it's for smuchin, maybe it's for some other reason. And on a more Kabbalistic level, he doesn't quote it, but one could always mention the idea of the Ramban in his Hagdama. The Ramban in the Hagdama to all of the Torah writes, we've quoted this many times, at the end of the Hagdama, he says, Od yish b'yadino Kabbalah shel emes. We have a Kabbalah. Ki kol ha-Torah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out on a Kabbalistic level the Shem Hashem. The Zohar says, "The less the chamila ba'oraisa de lo kolil b'shma kadisha." Every word of the Torah, "Sha'atevos mischalkos l'shemos b'inyanacher." Continues the Ramban. The words can be split up in different ways. Ki'ilu tachshov al derech mashal. For example, the first pasuk in the Torah, we read it as "Bereishis bara Elokim," but you could read it as "Berosh yisbara Elokim." And all the Torah is like that. We just read it in a certain way because that's how Hashem gave it to us. But as we know, Torah is one of the seven items. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim that was created before the world was created. So before it said any of the things it said, it still existed. And he quotes Rashi. Rashi already quotes in the Gemara Masechet. He quotes Rashi from Masechet Sukkah that the name Hashem Agadol Shal Shivim Ushtayim, the 72-letter name, Beis Inyin Uyotzi Mishlosh Psukim Bayisa, comes from three different Psukim. But there's a lot of Kabbalistic ideas, the names of Hashem. And therefore, even though we read it a certain way, the letters are placed in specific areas in the Torah because it spells out Shemos of Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Ramban says, and this is a Shita, a Sefer Torah that's missing a letter or has an extra letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it's possible because on the level of Shem Hashem, the Torah is entirely messed up. So if you say that, take that type of hashkafa, that type of idea, then of course we understand that we can understand that the Torah is written and certain things, certain psukim are put in different ways to teach us whatever we can understand and whatever is beyond us. Obviously we darshan smuchin and we darshan akashim and we darshan gzeir shavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to. He told us to decode the Torah with those tools. But anything beyond that is in the realm of the divine. Okay, Misharshia mitzvah kasa b'mitzvah kodemus. Take the shrushim, take the ashkafa, the reasons behind the mitzvah, from the previous mitzvah. Remember the previous mitzvah, we spoke about the isser of self-mutilation based on a mace, because we have to realize that we hold and we believe in the next world. We're going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said yesterday, we tear a beged, we don't tear a body, because we realize only the chutz is what was taken away, but the neshama is somewhere else. Related to this, I didn't quote this yesterday, but related to this is beautiful Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes writes in Tuf Reish Samach Dalin, quoting the Zohar, translating the Zohar into Hebrew, that Hashem says the neshama to Olam Hazeh, the mashal is, Kemo HaMelech Sheshalach Es Bino Likfar Lomod Ginune Malchus. A king sends his son to a village to learn all about how to be a good soldier. And after the son of the king, after the prince becomes a gadol and gets wise, the king says, okay, it's time to come back to the palace. And the Bnei Akiva, the villagers are very upset and they start crying, no, he's a good friend of ours, we love him, we don't want him to leave. And one wise man says, But it's better for him. What are you crying for? This is the prince. His place is in the palace. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. How did our Isser start off? Banim Atem, we're princes. Don't do this on a mace. You shouldn't be mitzar yosem midai on the neshama being removed, because we are b'nei malachim, and the neshama just went back to its home. It came here to have a shlichus, and once the shlichus is fulfilled, then it goes back. And says as fasemet, that's what we have to understand. We're here to learn derech hamalchus. The neshamas are banim. It's in this world that's covered in gufim, bechinas avadim, but inside we're really banim. And that's the remes of lo sosimu karcha b'nechem lameis. Says as fasemes, what do you mean lameis? The inyani haguf nikra imeis. Sha'omed lamus, our physical bodies and everything in this world are called meis, because that's omed lamus, it will wither eventually, it will rot. Elu advarim lo yivalbalu asa'adam ikra taklish and ashtalach me'olam elyon. We have to realize, don't put a mark b'nechem lameis for a meis, for anything that is not eternal. The neshama is eternal, and we have to try to realize that. And very interestingly, the Aznayim LaTorah says the exact lashon of Beninechem. You don't need the Aznayim LaTorah to point it out, but once he does it, it's obvious. It says, "Don't put a karcha Beninechem lameis. What do we put Beninechem? V'hayu l'totafos Beninecha." It's an exact parallel, and even though tefillin, it doesn't mean literally between the eyes, as we know, we have a mesara sodo here. What did the Chinuch say? Padachas. It means the, what did Rashi say? It means the forehead. Same place as the tefillin. We don't put a karcha on our, in that place, right? We put tefillin. What's the significance of Beinei Nechem? Explains the Aznayim LaTorah. Umikivan she Beinei Nechem. Bimakom haseyar. Hu makom merkaz kol hachushim. Vamachshava shel ha'adam. That is the center of the brain and the feelings and what was believed. Nagu ha'akum. That's why the other nations put a karcha there on a mace, meaning kamolomar, as if to say, mikivan, since sof adam lamisa, so this near the brain, which is lachora, what differentiates us from the umos olam, it's from the animals. We have intellect, we have the koach adibur, but basically the end of 120 years, then we're just like the animals. There's nothing. So they put a mark there, as if to say this is meaningless. Mosar ha'adam, there's nothing more of an adam and a behema, but us. We don't do that. We put tefillin there. Why? Ki am kadosh atal Hashem alokecha. We're an am kadosh. We stay with Hashem. And lios lo la'am segula. Lo explains the Aznayim LaTorah. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever, our neshama stays with him forever. And that's why dafka b'nei nechem is the issue that one has to be careful about. B'nei nechem, tefillin, as parallel to this. And just one other ha'ara, and that is many of the Bali Musar, the Bali Machshava, many a darshan has used this for a bar mitzvah dvar Torah. We know we say bar mitzvah. Bar is a son, like a ben mitzvah. But by an avera, we don't say ben avera or a bar avera. We say ba'al avera. Why do we say bar mitzvah and ba'al avera? Because a mitzvah connects to us in the deepest of ways, and hopefully it's part of us, and it never can be separated. Mashenkin an avera, ba'al, it's like a husband. A husband and wife can get divorced. Right, so to an aveira, hopefully we'll get divorced from us. That's the difference between a ben and a ba'al. So what does our pasuk say? Banim atem l'Hashem alkechem. We are banim. We are always there, connected to Hashem, and therefore, again, shalo lasos karcha al hames. We shouldn't do this, and we have to look at the psukim together. Okay, let's continue look at some of the details of the mitzvah. Midini ha-mitzvah. Mashamu zacharnam l'vracha. Sha'koreya kara karcha achas al chamesh beisim lo kechamesh. If somebody makes themselves bald in one spot for one mace, one chiyah malchus. One mark for five mesim, five malchus, says the Gemara. Fa'koreya chamesh karchos al mace echad, and five bald spots on one mace, also five. If you get hasra between each one. By the way, Hasra, the Minchas Chinuch has the note, based on the fact that this Aveira is a combination of two psukim, he's not sure which pasuk you have to mention. Remember, the Sefer Minchas Chinuch always loves that Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, who says that you have to give Hasra with the correct pasuk from the Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch, whenever this type of issue comes up, he says, I'm not sure here if you give a Yisrael Hasra with the pasuk from Emor, does that work? Because you're right, we expanded our understanding based on the combination of psukim. But is that to say now that both psukim refer to Yisraelim? Kohanim or Lav Dafka? You're allowed to use that pasuk or not? So Minchas Chinuch on top, and Os Aleph has that question. And the Chinuch continues. Hako Reyach B'yano B'sam Chayev. The iser here is not only to pull it out with a hand, it's even with a type of medicine. If somebody puts smears something on the hair to make the hair fall out, that is included in the iser. Even if I dipped my fingers in sam, and then I have this special cream that's going to make the hair come out and not grow again, and I put it in five different places, one on each finger, since that's five spots, that's five sets of malchus. That's five sets of malchus, one with each of my fingers. The Minchas Chena points out an important detail, and that is all this applies, doesn't apply where you're going to pull out a hair. I would say pull out a hair, but it really doesn't mean that. Because there the hair is going to grow back. The Minchas Chinuch says in Os Dalid, V'karcha havirach im nikrach she'ein yachol lagadol saros b'makam hazeh od. Where nothing's ever be able to grow there. You do something that will not make it, let it grow again. If not, that's not called karcha. And he quotes sugyas from Nigoim, the Mishnah Nigoim, that talks about what karachas is. As we know, it's one of the simanim of Tumas Saras. Either way, that is the halacha of karachas. It has to be permanent. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph continuing discusses, what's the shear? How much hair must be pulled out to violate this iser? So he quotes the Machlokas Rambam in the Rush. The Rambam says the size of a gris. Little area of hairs. It's a few hairs. Gris is a few hairs, right? Like we have by Hilchas Nida. A gris is about the size of an American penny. But that's a gris. While the Rush holds, no, two hairs. All halachas of hair are Shtei Cyrus. A Nazir pulling out two hairs, and a Hilchas Shabbos pulling out two hairs for Gozes. So it's two hairs. So it's at least two hairs. And the Rambam says it's a gris. What happens if I pull out one hair? What happens if I make one hair permanently? So says the Minchas Chinuch, Ubisara achas leka malchus, aliba tekuli alma. That's even according to the Rush. One hair is not chaya malchus. Fine, the Rambam says it has to be a gris, and the Rush says two. But he even says even one is not good enough. Aval isura ika. But it's still asa daraisa. Even though it is not the full shear, v'hainu midin chatzi shear. Doesn't return to b'chol makom, because that is the isra of chatzi shear. Isser of, we know, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan from the last parak in Maseches Yuma, Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. It's an Aser Daraisa, you just don't get an Onesh for it. So that is what you would say here, says the Minchas Chinuch also in Os, in the end of Os Aleph, for one hair. The question is, if Chatzi Shir is Aser Daraisa, so why don't you get an Onesh for it? Is that the halacha of Moshe B'Sinai? That the halacha of Shi'urin are for onshin? That's what the halacha of Moshe B'Sinai teaches me. But is there any svar for it? So this relates to a large discussion in the Achronim, and that is how to understand the iser of chatzi shir. Again, a question that comes up by Lifnei Iver, a question that comes up by other contexts in halacha, and it comes up by chatzi shir. It starts with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah in the first parak says if somebody eats a tiny amount of chametz on Pesach, even a kol shehu, Hariza Asr ben Torah and Asr Daraisa. Shene'emar, and he quotes a pasuk, Lo ye'achel chametz should not be eaten at all. Period. The FLP came, but still, eino chayev kari. So karbon, ela al kashir, shukazayis. Right? This is of chatzi shir. What the Rambam says, the halacha is not controversial. The problem is, the pasuk the Rambam quotes, ask the Kesef Mishnah. We paskin chatzi shir asr ben Torah by all averos. Why does the Rambam have to quote a specific pasuk by chametz? Kashali, lamali kra b'chametz b'pesach, habakali surin shabbat Torah kaim alon, chatzi shir asr ben Torah. There are two sources in Maseches Yuma, kol chelev or chazi l'tzarufei. So why did the Rambam have to quote a separate pasuk here? So the Mishnah L'Melech deals with this, quoting from the Maharal Nach. Maybe there's an iser. You would have thought that chametz does not have chatzi shir because chametz is more kal. Yesterday it was mutter, and today it's aser. So maybe you would have thought chatzi shir doesn't apply there. So that's one limited iser. The Mishnah L'Melech says maybe chametz is different because you would have thought there is no iser of chatzi shir. The Mishnah's Yavetz, another achronim, is in Hilchos Pesach and Simen Yudalet, has another suggestion. And that is the Rambam Lishitaso. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shvuah, in the fourth parak, if somebody makes a Shvuah not to eat. Somebody makes a Shvuah, I'm not eating to eat today. And he eats less than a kezias. Says the Rambam, he's pater. He's not chayav malchus for a Shvuah. Why? Because eating means a kezias, and he didn't eat a kezias. And it's just like, the Rambam adds in this Lashon, it's just like eating a half a kezias of Nevela and Shrefa. Asks the Velt, what is the Rambam adding there? It's like eating Nevela and Shrefa. So it's chatzi shir. What's he adding? Explain the achronim. How do I look at the isra of chatzi shir? when I eat a chatzishir of nevela, is that a little bit of nevela? And chatzishir of trefa, a little bit of trefa. Chatzishir of chazir, a little bit of chazir. And they're all different? Or do I say no? The isser of chatzishir is the same for everything. What we call klali, not prati. There isn't a separate, on my scorecard in Shemayim, there isn't a chatzishir section on every scorecard of every Avera. No, chatzishir has its own scorecard. Chatzishir of everything is equal. It's chatzishir, and that's exactly why you don't get a punishment, because you didn't do the act of nevela or trefa or chazir. You did chatzishir, and chatzishir doesn't have a punishment. But to saying that there's no onesh works well with that idea. But that maybe that's what the Rambam holds. In general, and that's the chiddush of the Rambam, says the Mishnah Yavetz, in Ochas Chametz, by Pesach the chiddush is that chatzishir of chametz is chatzishir of chametz. It's not chatzishir klali included in everything else. L'may nafkamina? Nafkamina could be the Gemara in Meseches Yuma. In the, again, towards the end, where we have the halacha of hakalakal. If somebody is in a state of pikuach nefesh, so they have to eat. Does it matter what iser they eat? So we always try to be mamet. We always try to minimize the iser. Better to eat an iser lav than to eat an iser kares. But what if he's eating chatzishir of all these averes? Does it make a difference? That's 2 days in the Ramban. 2 days in the Ramban, in Meseches Yuma and Daf Pigimel. 2 days, and the Ramban says, in one of the days, even though you're eating chatzishir, afilu hachi kiva de bishiurin, chamurin ze mize, laonshin, af bepachos mikashir, chomer shalze, yoser mi chomer shalze. First day of the Ramban. And the second day is that, no, the whole case over there is we're talking about, you have to eat a shir. But in a chinam, if it was chatzishir, it wouldn't make a difference. 2 days in the Ramban, klali prati. But that could have enough gemina for chametz, because this is a chatzishir of an iser karis. And that's how it could be understood, 2 ways to understand chatzishir, and that's what's being referred to here in the Minchas Chinuch. If I cut one hair of for a mace, so then I'm in violation of chatzishir. He then does quote the Chacham Tzvi, which many Achronim argue on, where the Chacham Tzvi says that maybe the principle of chatzishir only applies to Isuri Achila, because when you eat the second, when you eat the whatever you're eating, you're doing an act that's machshiv, the food, and that's what we say chatzishir also in the Torah. Masha'enkein, if you say that by other isurim, you don't say chatzishir. And many argue on that. There's a Rashi in Shabbos Dafayin Dalad that says chatzishir by borer. There's the Magen Mishnah by Hilchas Gedeva Gezela that's chatzishir for stealing less than the shir. So it seems to be pretty clear that many sources say that chatzishir applies even to non-isuri achila, like today's isur, like the isur of lasos karcha al hames. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Yavis there ends off by saying maybe the two sources in Yuma, Kol Chelev and Chazilas Tarufe, might also connect to the discussion of Klali Prati. One final point to mention, and that is in Oz Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says, the entire shear has to be cut off for the mace. If I have a bald spot already, and I'm mashlim it, al meso, or in either direction, or I start it and then I just get bald by itself, that is not the isser. There is no shear. He says I could cut off a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit next month for the mace. So that's mitzarif, as he says here, that kedechilas pras is not, you don't need that limit by other isurim. But in terms of the shear, everything in the shear has to be done l'shem mace. Okay, we'll stop here, but the show next time we continue with the isser of eating psule hamukdashin.